producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, you little adorablenesses. A good idea to call early, to call often, 855-99-DR-JOY. We love that. All right, so I just want, I know you guys think of me as kind of, you know, the little sort of pesky next-door neighbor who's always saying, I don't know, I don't think you want to do that. But I just want to point out that, you know, that I have impact well past my radio program. All right, this here, I have two stories to tell you that just show you that the world listens to my program. First of all, there's an article in the paper this morning that says Rainbow Room is back with glamour. I don't think they were referring to me when they said glamour, but there we go. So, and where did you hear it first? On my program yesterday.
There you go. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, so that was the genesis for my let's ban brunches because I eat too much and I have to give an award next month, and I tried the dress on and I thought, oh my goodness, there's a buffet there. So we have to lose the buffet before we can wear the dress.
Hopefully they heard your comments about turning the tables around and keeping them facing the windows at least, right?
Yeah, well, as I said, once I did it, I mean, the maitre d' was not amused with me, but once I did it, everybody else did it too. They just did it themselves.
I would. I mean, I should have inside, you know.
Yeah, right. I should have done the. It's, you know, it's better to beg forgiveness than ask permission. But it was such a classy place, and I was. If I'd been on my own, I probably would have just done it. But my friend is one of those kind of people that thinks that rules really should be, you know, at least paid attention to. And of course, I'm rule is sort of a suggestion. And, you know, we did it. And I think she was, I mean, there are also a huge number of people who sort of count on me to take the flack. For example, one of my producers, who will remain nameless, Shane, who said, well, you know, he's not going to ban anything because, but then he pointed out that he doesn't like buffets either. So, but he lets me take the flack. I get to be the Mikey up front. All right, so I'm building on a theme here. All right, so buffets, Rainbow Room, you know what, you heard it first. Okay, so we're talking about bans, which you put up on Facebook. And guess what, in the same newspaper, the headline is today. Protests mark Oprah opening. That was a Freudian slip. Protests mark opera opening. Maybe Oprah as well, but opera opening, including Giuliani was there and Patterson was there. Well, that's a little surprising to me. I'm not sure why they were there.
I read that and I thought the same thing. Doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me.
Well, and clearly somebody who has some clout, and apparently, here's the deal for those of you who don't know anything about this, and hopefully you care a little bit about it, just because, look, anytime that this is a major news story, right, the world is a safe place, right? When we're,
right.
In fact, the opera is about, it's called The Death of Klinghoffer. For those of you who are not history buffs, there, Leon Klinghoffer, who was apparently a New Yorker, was in a wheelchair on a cruise in, I think it was 1985, was it? I'll find it somewhere. I had this a minute ago. Was pushed off. Terrorists took over a cruise ship, 1985. Terrorists took over a cruise ship, and he was in a wheelchair, and they shoved him off the edge. They killed him. They murdered him. And this was not the first time. The opera has been around for a while, and there's a great deal of controversy about the opera. But apparently there were protesters beforehand, and in fact, people were lined up in wheelchairs in front of the Met. The Met is not usually the place where a lot of protests occur unless there's a labor dispute, which has been the case in the last couple of years. There have been, this is not the first protest, but it's the first one about the content, as far as I know. The other ones have been labor disputes. Which is always sort of interesting to see, you know, fancy-pantsy musicians and singers out on a picket line. But I suppose the writer's strike was the same thing. Anyway, people that you don't ordinarily associate with picket lines on picket lines. But nevertheless, this one apparently had like 400 people. And I don't know what they were saying. They may have been part of my movement yesterday, which is to ban the opera. They said that it's anti-Semitic and supports terrorism. I haven't seen it. To be quite honest, opera's not one of my favorite things. And this one, I had an opportunity to see it, I think, a couple of years ago, and I just thought it just got such mixed reviews then. And opera is expensive and not one of my favorite things. But apparently, several audience members who came in booed at the beginning of the show. At the end of the first act, someone yelled, "The murder of Klinghoffer will never be forgiven." And there's an intermission. There was a call for a Kaddish, a prayer of mourning for Klinghoffer. Rudy Giuliani and David Patterson, other groups from different backgrounds, said the show is tasteless and presents an anti-Semitic message. It's factually inaccurate and extraordinarily damaging piece to an appropriate description of this problem. It did great damage to the relationship between Israel and Palestine. It supports terrorism, said Giuliani, who was a patron of the Opera House. The protesters directed shouts of shame on you at ticket holders and the Met's general manager, Peter Gelb. Giuliani reiterated that Gelb had his right to run the show under the First Amendment and wasn't calling for a ban, but added that New Yorkers had the right to voice their concern against the Opera House. That's having your cake and eating it too, Rudy. The 1991 opera, which was written by John Adams, recounts the hijacking of an Italian cruise liner by Palestinian terrorists who shot Klinghoffer in the head because he was Jewish and dumped him overboard. Mayor Bill de Blasio, in an unrelated news conference, said that he never saw the death of Klinghoffer, but argued that even though anti-Semitism is a major problem around the world, people should respect freedom of speech. The Met, which canceled its televised and radio rebroadcast and altered the libretto in response to concerns about anti-Semitism, that's interesting, defended its decision to run the opera. It called for the protesters to be mindful of the show's patrons. The safety of our audience members, performers, and staff is our priority. A safe and stimulating evening. Hundreds of people who lined up outside Lincoln Center felt the show should not reach those audiences. I don't think they're being sensitive to the effect this project is supposed to be art, can have, and consequences of its glorified terrorism. Well, you know, I'm censorship. You know, it's one thing to ban buffets. I mean, that's freedom of gluttony. But, you know, freedom of speech falls into a different category. And I think people are allowed to vote with their feet. That people are allowed to sort of not go to the theater. And I mean, that's the thing about art. Remember Giuliani, interestingly enough, it just occurred to me. Didn't Giuliani want to ban the thing at the MoMA where it was, the urine-soaked Jesus? Remember that one?
I think you're right about that.
He banned that, I think.
Yes, I think you're right.
So, Rudy, what's going on here? Maybe a change of heart? No, that's true. He's banning both. Sort of.
Well, like you said, he kind of wants his cake and wants to eat it, too.
Yes, he does. So there we go. All right, speaking of cake, I have one other story, and then we'll turn the program back over to you folks, to whom it rightly belongs. We'll talk about what you want to ban. And we look, we love hearing you. I know I've talked to some people and said, well, you know, why didn't you call? They said, well, we were just interested in listening to hear you talk. And no, that's the program is about you guys, so kill me. So I went to a screening yesterday, two movies, and it turns out that this is a busy time of year because theater is opening, a lot of theater is opening, and this is the time of year where a lot of movies that are going to be Oscar contenders open as well, so busy time. So I went to see Foxcatcher, which I'll review for you later. And then there was another movie called Mr. Turner, which I'm also supposed to see, but I'd already RSVP'd to another movie called Bad Turn Worse. And the deciding factor was that Bad Turn Worse said, you know, we're going to have barbecue and beer. Not to mention I'd already RSVP'd, so I go tearing over there. And I walk in and they said, we just gave away the last food. And I was actually on time. But apparently several of my colleagues decided that maybe they heard me talk about the buffet and decided to save my waistline. Don't you believe that for a moment. All righty, so no food. 855-99-37569, 855-99-DrJoy. Give me a call about whatever it is on your mind. And, you know, when I talk about banning, as I said, I think freedom of gluttony, you know, maybe... maybe we're standing up for her. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Julie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I hope you can help me with this problem.
Okay.
The guy that answered the phone laughed. The problem is...
we can beat him up. That's easy.
How do you get a guy to wash his hands after he uses the bathroom? Brush his teeth at night.
Oh, dear.
Don't leave pee on the seat.
Don't do what?
Don't leave pee on the toilet seat.
Okay, let's go through. I don't think there's ever been a woman who's ever been able to teach a man how to do the last one, but we can certainly attack the first two. Okay, is this somebody you're living with or thinking about living with?
We met in February. We had a fabulous time. He went away on holiday and almost died and came back, and we were desperately happy and grateful for everything. And then, come now, 9 months later, the little things are just driving me crazy.
Okay, let's take a deep breath here, because you just said something really meaningful, which is, are the little things driving you crazy because we really need to tackle them, or you've just decided that you've gone as far as you can go, and whatever you saw there, you've just run out of steam, and you really want out of the relationship, because we do them differently.
No, I really like him. We have a great time together. We never fight. We can spend hours and days on end.
All right, well, let's start with washing hands. Of saying, I'll tell you what I would do. Here's what I would do. I would say, if you wash your hands when you come out of the bathroom, I will put lotion on your hands. And have you ever put lotion on a guy's hands and rubbed their hands? It's a very sensual experience. And so that's what I would do. Rather than making a negative, say, listen, baby cakes, I've got this new stuff, it only works if you wash your hands. So when you come out of the bathroom, wash your hands, and I'm going to show you something really cool. All right? And that should work. Because it's reinforcing a behavior. It's positive and sexy, and it's not being his mom. All right? So that's number one. Number two, brushing teeth, I'd use the same general strategy is, you know, when... that if I'm going to kiss you, I want your breath to be incredibly fresh and delicious, and let's brush our teeth together, let's make it part of that you either take a shower together or brush our teeth together, and that should work as well, rather than again being his mom. The third, you're probably best off having an apartment with two bathrooms if you can possibly do it. I don't know any men, even the most meticulous. They're just, I think they view the toilet bowl as kind of a target, and they see if they can get on the outer rim. I don't know what they do. I mean, I suppose you could put a little target there, but every man that I know, no matter how meticulous, no matter how charming in other areas, they just, I don't know, it's like they're marking their turf. So that one.
Well, I did that. I have two bathrooms. I even have two bedrooms. So he has his bedroom and bathroom.
Okay, so the toilet seat you don't have to worry about as much. I would certainly, if the two of you are talking about a romance, you don't want to have your separate, do you sleep in separate beds?
No, we sleep in the same bed.
Okay, so...
But I just have a bedroom upstairs with clothes in my bathroom and all my nice stuff up there.
Yeah, so try the hand lotion after he's washed his hands when he comes out of the bathroom every time, because, and he'll, I mean, it really is good. Go get some stuff that either is really nice smelling that he likes, or don't get anything real girly, because then he'll think that that he won't like the smell, so he won't continue to do it. But I actually did that accidentally. It was kind of one of those stories that I sort of happened on accidentally. I was at the radio station, and I have fairly dry skin, so I'm always putting hand lotion on. And I just put some hand lotion on, and there was too much on my hands. And that's what my mother used to do all the time. She'd put hand lotion on, the closest kid was, she'd say, come over here. And she'd put, she'd take our two hands in hers and put the hand lotion on. It's very sensual. It's very cool. So I had too much hand lotion on, and there was a very famous actor whose name I think I will not share with you because it was too embarrassing. He's very sexy. I'll leave it at this. He was an urban cowboy, all right? And so you can figure out which one it was. It's not the obvious one. And he came up and I said, I don't think I was interviewing, but he said, hi, I'm, and I put out my hand to say, hi, I'm, and I realized I had hand lotion over it. And I said, I have too much hand lotion on my hands. And so when I put out my hand, I grabbed both of his hands and put it on. And I thought he was going, it was one of those things. It was surprisingly sexy. And that was not my intent, honest. But it certainly taught me something that's very cool, which is putting hand lotion on somebody that you really like is a very cool thing to do. It also works on their feet as well. So that's what I would do about the washing his hands. Brushing teeth I would do together. Of saying, okay, or getting an electric toothbrush, that might work. Saying...
Well, somehow with the teeth thing and the washing hand thing, I mean, I'm a preschool teacher. So my ears just go up, and I can hear, I can count the seconds of the flush. I listen for the tap, and I don't hear it, right?
Well, just, look, we've got three issues here, right? And you're telling me this is a guy that you want to keep around, that you really care about him. So, number one, the toilet issue, it seems to me we've taken care of because you have two separate toilets. And let him pay for the cleaning lady, all right, if you're ever living together. Number two, with the hand lotion, we've dealt with that just, you know, and he'll love it, and you'll love it. It's very sexy. Which means the only one we really have to nag about is the toothbrushing. And what I would just say to him is, baby cakes, I got to tell you, I'm a preschool teacher. If you brush your teeth before you come into bed with me, I'm going to be much more prone to want to kiss you.
Yeah, well, he knows that.
Well, so do you kiss him when he doesn't brush his teeth?
Well, I didn't really know he didn't brush his teeth until weeks ago.
Does he have bad breath?
No.
Well, maybe he's gargling.
Yeah.
Look,
well,
if it's that big an issue to you, say, look, you know, I know I'm a little compulsive about this, but, you know, if you brush your teeth, you know, I'd really appreciate it. Because, you can't nag him about all three because you sound like his mom. But the toilet one you can take care of. The hand lotion one you can take care of by the hand washing. So pick the toothpaste one and say, I'm probably a little compulsive about this. But, I just say, here's what I'd say. I'd say, let's brush our teeth together. It's one of those things I watch my mom and dad brush their teeth together. I always thought it was really sexy. So let's brush our teeth together. All right? So then you don't have to nag. Fair enough?
All right.
Good luck. Yeah, because you don't want the three of them make you sound like, you know, he's your child, and that's not going to work. So we've got all three of them.
I know. Well, what's been happening.
I know.
Crazy.
But then, honey, you really have to understand that underneath all this, I'm a psychologist. And sometimes we start picking fights with people about things that we were perfectly willing to accept because we really are questioning whether or not this is the person we want to be with. So you need to look at that a little bit, too. And look at that before you tackle all the rest of the stuff. Because otherwise you're going to find three more things that you don't like. And it's just going to turn into this awful thing. And if you want out, then there are better ways to get out than nagging him. All right? So before you tackle any three of these, make sure that this is a guy you really want to have around. Well, and that's the point of any relationship, isn't it? Before you decide to do all the work of sort of trying to change someone's behavior and without hurting their feelings, and make sure that if they actually changed, if they actually did what you want them to do, which may or may not be feasible, that you really want them. Because, you know, you don't want to have someone in a position that feels like no matter what they do, it's not good enough. That's not really very fair or very nice. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I don't know why you guys are being so shy today, but I suppose you're allowed to. All right, so we're talking after my pig out at the Rainbow Room about banning buffets. I decided, you know, that for the good of humanity and certainly my waistline, that they should be banned. So, and Shane sort of got right behind me, like 14 blocks behind me, so he didn't get hit by the food fight splatter to say, well, I don't want to ban anything. Okay, let's ban food fight. Ban buffets, yeah. He just whispered it. He lets me take the heat. All right, so let's hear what people... So we got a bunch of people, right? Like 40 people or something who wanted to ban things?
I think the last count here, let's see, is 38 people. Yeah, so wow, actually quite a few.
Yeah, so people, see, they're with me. Let's ban. All right, let's see. What do we got?
All right, let's see here. First up, let me load the page. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, you know what? We did cover a few of these, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay. I think where we left off, Kate Marie says video games. And I did ask, you know, I said, any particular reason, Kate? And she didn't get back, but I assume, you know, the
typical.
Kids
are watching a lot, and they're violent.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Do you play video games?
Yeah, I mean, I did as a kid. I don't a whole lot anymore unless I'm, you know, occasionally my sons and I will play. My 5-year-old likes all the iOS games on the iPod and that sort of thing. So they're a little different, but.
But I don't even think that it counts as a video game anymore. I liked at arcades when you played Pole Position.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because driving fast.
Yep. Those were my favorites. Yeah.
Well, do they still have those?
Yeah. I mean, you can find them at our arcade or you know
where they have them
too.
Here. When I see them, I'm not sure they still have Pole Position, but I think they do.
Uh-huh.
Is it movie theaters?
Oh sure. Yeah, I've seen them at movie theaters too. Yeah, that's a
good
point.
Which I guess means when you're waiting to go to a movie. That it probably keeps the kids.
Sure.
I don't know what they're thinking about it is, or maybe it's the same age group or something, and they're probably a license to steal, right? Because there's really not much upkeep on them.
Yeah.
And you just keep putting in money.
Well, I was just telling my 16-year-old daughter just the other day. I said when I was a kid, that was we didn't have the until the Nintendos came out and that sort of thing. We didn't have the at-home consoles, so you'd go put quarter after quarter after quarter after quarter into these machines, and these guys must have made a killing off of
these
kids.
I'm sure. That it was just it's like Coke machines.
Yeah.
The thing about Coke machines is the ones that they've had at the work where I work, it was always kind of a slot machine because you put your money in and sometimes you got something back
half
and
the
sometimes
time
you didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
And you could leave a note, which I don't know why. It's like... the old joke of the guy writing the note on the license or on the windshield that says, "People think I'm leaving you my license number, but I'm not."
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was the same thing about, all right, I'm writing my, the amount of money I lost.
Yeah.
But it's not going to do anything.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of which, let me just say one thing before, because we the kind of our Ebola update, and I was talking with people yesterday about my Ebola boots. That buying something that you really didn't need.
Yeah,
I think everybody really likes that idea, which, that either we're going to be okay or we're not, and you can't worry about either because you have no control over either. But they took 43 people off the watch list yesterday, the people that they were watching for symptoms, and none of them developed them. There are, I think, another couple hundred, like 250, 260 that they're still watching. But, I mean, it's really interesting. You have to remember that not everybody who is exposed comes down with it, and not everybody who comes down with it dies. So, and we're not sure why. Nobody really knows.
So this is completely digressing now, but if somebody gets Ebola, I'm assuming there can be carriers of this just like any other virus, right? People that carry it but don't display symptoms.
Well, it's a good question of whether or not... it's a good question. I'm not sure I know the answer, whether you can be a carrier and asymptomatic. We know that 80% or that 20% of people who are exposed who have Ebola don't die from it. So have the symptoms and it's detectable. The Ebola virus is detectable in their bloodstream. So the question is, are there people who are going to be carriers who never... My guess is not, because I don't know how you carry a virus without having some symptom, you could be asymptomatic, but how would they know? If you're asymptomatic, you're probably never going to get yourself to a medical worker who's going to say, all I can do is give you the example that I know about, just because when I was in medical school, I was working in emergency rooms part of the time, and one of the I went to my doctor for an annual physical, and he knew what I was doing, and he said, "Well, let's give you a Tyne test. The Tyne test is the test for tuberculosis."
Okay. Uh-huh.
He said, and I had converted, so I had been exposed to tuberculosis. I had been asymptomatic. Now the question is, was I a carrier? But I had obviously, the reason he could tell is that I had the antibodies, so that I had converted from not having any antibodies to having antibodies, was asymptomatic.
Okay.
The question is, was I a carrier? And I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that.
Interesting.
But the point is that you can be exposed to something. Your immune system can be challenged by it. You can develop the antibodies and still be asymptomatic. The question is, I never would have known had I not gone to my doctor, and he probably would not have tested me for it, because tuberculosis, although it is on the rise again, it was a relatively uncommon disease, but it is contagious. So the question is, when I was exposed, was I a carrier even though I was asymptomatic? And I don't know the answer to that. And, I, you know, maybe somebody who's listening who is knowledgeable about Ebola
can
give us the notion of, is it possible to be exposed, be asymptomatic, and be a carrier? Or do you have to, is the only, because supposedly, I think the answer to it is yes. I'll tell you why. I just figured it out. Because supposedly you are contagious 3 days before you get the symptoms and 3 days after.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're contagious 3 days before you get the symptoms, that means you could be a carrier without having. Well, no, that doesn't define it, does it? Because by definition, if it's 3 days before and 3 days after, that means once you develop, that they obviously, you have to have developed the symptoms for them to be able to say that you were contagious before.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The logic probably says that you are. But I don't know.
Yeah.
The whole thing about Ebola is we still don't know why those 20% of people who are exposed
don't pass.
Don't die.
Yeah, yeah.
That some people survive it. We don't know. So at any rate, but the good news is that basically there were about 400 or about 300 people on the watch, and so 40 some of them, which is what, about 15%, came off.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
Mm-hmm. So they're perfectly okay.
Yeah.
As I said, the story in New York is that something, and this was about last week or maybe the week before, that 80 some people had reported that they had the symptoms, but none of them had Ebola. So.
Yeah, my gut feeling on this whole thing is that it's going to be just like the avian flu was a few years ago and that sort of thing. And it's, it's a blip. It's there. And, you know, you don't want to diminish that. But
well, the problem is that it's had such a devastating effect
in Africa. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And that's the difference that we've always known that my daughter, who sort of works more or less in this field, has said, although she was getting, I mean, we just don't know. I mean, and that's
right.
The scary part. But her stance has always been, it's not the one that has a name that's going to bother, you know, that's really
going
to devastate.
It's
the one we don't
know.
Yeah. Because we don't know what the symptoms are. We're not going to be able to know until it's been devastating. But we also have a slightly, you know, we have better sanitation in most of the world. We have better nutrition in most of the world. We have better medical care in most of the world. We have better, cleaner water. So who knows? At any rate, sorry, that was just, I thought, you know, that I should mention, as long as we're banning things, that we might as well talk. All right, so let's banning video games.
Yeah.
Well, you know, again, I think that's one of those things that you can vote with your feet.
Yeah.
You know, I've been
agree.
Reading all these articles. We'll see whether or not anybody bans football, but that's getting to be this. There's being the backlash against the people who are saying that, you know, football is too violent. There's
mm-hmm.
this whole article that I read.
Mm-hmm.
That said, well, you know, it may be that it's certainly aggressive and it channels young men's aggression, but maybe they're less violent if they're playing football than if they're not. I'm not sure I'd buy that, but
yeah.
Anyway, all right.
I agree with you, though. I think that that's kind of what my point was on banning anything. Is I think most things people can vote with their feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and when I say banning, I'm sort of my tongue firmly in my cheek.
Yep, exactly.
just for me, I have to have that on my, don't go to list, which is buffets. And I've sort of learned to do that, because everybody said, wow, they have this great buffet. And your first thought is, wow, that sounds great. And then your second thought is, I'm going to eat too much. And, you know, and I really don't want to do that. I'm an appetizer girl, so I don't even need entrees. So why do I want? And the reason is because you get lots of different tastes of things. But lots of different tastes of things adds up to, I am now the Goodyear blimp. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. What are you going to ban? What are you going to not ban? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So I thought, you want to just play the music there?
Oh, yeah.
You forgot the music.
Yeah,
how quickly they forget.
Man.
Oh man. We let him have some time off and everything goes to hell in a handbasket. All right. That isn't the one we do. We do the one that sounds like a dentist drill, so it's okay. All right, so understand, this is the weekend before Halloween, so we have a whole lot of really stupid, scary movies coming out, all right? But there's one scary movie that's not so stupid, so I'll tell you about that one. We've got Wrong Turn 6, Last Resort, which, I mean, the poster tells you everything you need to know, which is sort of a blood-soaked knife. I don't see those things. Okay, Earth to Echo. this is kind of this generation's E.T., and even the poster has got a picture that looks like the little hands sticking up. It's not bad. It's just that E.T. is better. All right, so, but it's not bad. It's clearly sort of a gentle ripoff. But your kids, especially if they've seen E.T., well, maybe if they haven't. At any rate, what can I tell you?
How old are kids do you think this is appropriate for?
The young kids, this is okay. I mean, I don't think, okay. I'm not a great fan. Of course, it's DVD, so you don't have to worry about taking him to the studio.
Yep, right.
I think your five-year-old probably like this one.
Okay.
It's sweet. I'm trying to remember if there's anything scary in it. You know, in E.T., I'm not giving away much, dies.
Yeah.
I don't think, Earth Deco, I don't think he does.
Okay.
I mean, it's very similar, but, I think it's okay. I'm trying to remember. I think it was okay. Sex tape, probably not good for a five-year-old.
maybe not.
Yeah, this is Cameron Diaz, and the idea is, and Jason Segel, who are kind of cute together. The idea is you get everything from the title. It's cute. It's not fantastic. It's cute. Believe it or not, The Purge Anarchy is actually pretty good. The first Purge was one of those movies that really sort of surprised everybody in that it made a lot of money. This one's actually, I think, better than the first one. The idea, believe it or not, Purge and Snowpiercer, which is the next one I'm going to review for you, have a huge amount in common in that they're both about class warfare. As was Captain America, I mean, if you think about it. So three movies in a very short period of time that are all about essentially class warfare. Purge Anarchy is certainly not a kid's movie, but it's better than you think it's going to be. The idea is that from, I think, 6 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning, you're allowed to kill anybody you want or something without consequence. But they have to be in a certain area. So, who remembers exactly what the... I mean, it's a stupid movie, but it's actually fairly well done. Believe it or not, and this is, as you may guess, not exactly my style of movie. Snowpiercer is a much more sophisticated version of the same thing. It's kind of dystopian, you know, apocalyptic, here are the only survivors left on Earth. But it also is about class warfare. I mean, which is an interesting thing. I mean, you know, we are,
some sort
you know, we
of
are our own. Yeah.
Huh.
A White Bird in a Blizzard apparently is going to be available on DVD this week, as well as in movie theaters. This one is Shailene Woodley. It's, I don't know how to describe this one. It's very visual. It's also got Christopher Maloney in it. And the problem for me is that you could see everything coming. You knew there were really no surprises, even though they try to make the end a surprise, but you can kind of see it coming. So what can I tell you? Pick of the week, probably Snowpiercer. But Purge Anarchy isn't bad.
Wow. I never would have guessed that would be it.
It's Snowpiercer. I mean, they're very similar movies. That one is probably a bit... Well, they're both violent. They're both about class warfare. They're both about dealing with the aggressive urges in society. So Sex Tape is cute but kind of stupid. Earth to Echo, if you're grown up, you're probably going to prefer E.T., but your kids might like it. A White Bird in a Blizzard is so-so. Okay, but so pick of the week. I think, you know, I'd probably split it between Snowpiercer and Purge Anarchy. Snowpiercer probably is marginally a better movie. But they're both very similar. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Not what I would have guessed, no. Yeah,
yeah. Wow. Someone said to me, I was talking with a fellow critic, and he asked me if I was going to this particular movie, and I said, no, the problem for me is I have to watch scary movies through my fingers. And he said, well, what do you do this time of year? You know, when there's so many of them that are scary. And I said, well, I just explained to my listeners that, you know, it's very hard to review a movie when your eyes are closed. So they're on their own about this. But Purge, you know, I went to Purge kind of with the idea of, you know, well, I'll leave. But it's an interesting movie. It is violent. But it does make a point, you know, which is, they're both violent movies. They're both interesting movies. They're both better made than you think they're going to be. They both have something to say about the fact that when the rich get rich and the poor get poor, you've got a lack of stability, which is hard to argue with. 855-99-DR-JOY. So coming back, we'll finish up talking about things that tongue-in-cheek at least should be banned. The idea being that we're saying, and again, I mean, somebody's going to say I should be banned, which is, I mean, you know, that's the same thing, that because if you don't agree with something, doesn't mean it necessarily needs to be banned. So this is sort of more tongue-in-cheek. But the idea being that we can vote with our feet, you know, that if people don't like something, all they have to do is not go to the opera. But, I mean, and God bless us for all living in a country where it's okay to stand up and say, look, I don't think this is a good idea. And this is why I don't think it's a good idea. It doesn't mean everybody has to agree with you. And because we don't think something is a good idea. I mean, the question is, one of the things that, and I don't know that we really want to devote a whole lot of my program time to it, although we suppose we could if people wanted to talk about it. Because I've said for a long time that I think football as we now know it will not exist in the next 15 years. And it's not because of the violence per se. And it's not even because of the violent play. Players per se, because we know that the NFL has a much higher than average domestic violence problem than the population as a whole. It's because of the injuries to the players that it's basically watching people, you know. And you could say, well, I mean, I like football because I like the strategy of it, and I like the catching of the ball and the. But a lot of people go because it's big guys smacking into each other, and that it is in fact a violent sport. So, but yeah. I think the reason it's going to be banned is it's just too dangerous for the players. Well,
I've told my wife many times I played football all the way from Pop Warner up through my first year of college, and. I don't want my boys to play football.
Yeah.
I mean,
when we come back, tell us a little bit more about that as somebody who's been there, done it.
Sure.
Hopefully doesn't have the brain injury.
Yeah, and not that I'm aware of, anyway.
Yeah, just think how smart he'd be if he
would. Yeah, would I be aware
exactly.
of it, though, anyway?
You'd have
right?
the show. 855-99-DR-JOY. Am I hearing music in the background?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay,
we're
well,
almost
then.
There.
Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear because I thought, well, he's talking, so I'm not going to be able to hear the music in the background. But because I didn't want to leave. There it is. There's the music in the background. All right, so may we come back? We'll talk a little bit more about banning, and you can talk about why you don't want your kids to play.
Sure.
Daddy, don't let your babies grow up to be football players. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.